our live services on YouTube by searching Friendship with God with Tom Cantor.
You're listening to the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City. All righty, good afternoon. This is Jonathan, and I am so glad that you are joining us today on WCNO in Palm City, Florida. And we do have a special friend of the ministry. We're going to look to bring Jim on air here in just a minute. Jim, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I believe we have it coming through now, and it's coming through on the recording. Okay. All right, excellent, excellent. Well, Jim, we haven't actually talked since the last prayer and share, but one thing that God kind of put on my heart was that we are so blessed as a ministry to have businesses that are God-honoring, business owners that are God-honoring, and all of us have a testimony, but to bring some of our businesses and the business owners on the air and give you an opportunity to just share a little bit about who you are, what your business does, and most importantly, who Christ is to you. And we welcome you, Jim, from Palm Beach Ironworks, Jim Higgins, today to be with us on WCNO.
Okay. Well, let me start off by saying that I started Palm Beach Ironworks in 1973, and I turned my stock over to my son in 2012, and he gave some of his stock to my grandson, his son. So it's been a family operation for 46 years, almost 47 now. My wife still goes to work every day. She's 84 years old, and she goes in every day. She goes in late, comes home early, but she's there. She's interested, and it gives her something to do. But we've been so blessed over the years, and I shared this last time I talked on the air that when I started my business in 73, I went down in front of Westside Baptist Church and dedicated it to Jesus Christ. And he became my partner at that time in business. Mm. He had already become my partner. He had already become my Savior, say. I'm his partner now. And I got saved February 1976. And I started my business in 73. But he has been so good to me over the years and allowed me, gave me the heart to share with others. That's what I'm most proud of. I'm not prideful proud. I'm proud that Jesus Christ would pick me to be a blessing to others. He does the blessing, but he uses me as a tool, you see.
Amen.
And I'm so thankful for that. And I'll tell you a little story right quick. I don't want to belabor this. I know they've got funds to raise, and we will pray about that. But I told my doctor recently, I said, Doctor, 84 years ago, in a little town in southern Illinois, Centralia, Illinois was the name of the town, a lady had a little 7-month preemie baby, and the little fellow only weighed 3.5 pounds, and he was having convulsions. The doctor said to feed him tempered whiskey. But they didn't do that. But my grandma and grandpa came and knelt at the foot of the bed, and I never had another convulsion after that.
Mm.
But that was Jimmy Roy Higgins. Now, I tell you that to tell you this. God has a plan for everyone that is born. He had a plan for me. There is now Jimmy Roy Higgins Jr. There is Jimmy Roy Higgins III.
Mm.
And May the 16th, God willing, there's going to be Jimmy Roy Higgins IV.
Oh, hallelujah.
They're going to call him J.R.
J.R. Wow.
So anyway, God did have a plan. He does have a plan.
Mm.
And let me thank him right now for Jonathan and the rest of the staff at the radio station. Mm. Such a wonderful station to proclaim the word. And we know that Jesus is the word.
Amen.
And that if we have Jesus in our heart, we know that when we depart this earth, we're going to live with him forever in heaven.
Amen.
Oh, what a blessing Amen. That is. What a blessed thing to have a Savior that created the heavens and the earth, then took on the form of a man and gave his life that he might reclaim us back to himself. Mm. Father God, I thank you for Jesus. I thank you for what he means to me personally. Mm. But I thank you, Father, for what he means to the world today. Mm. People are blind and they don't see this, Father, but I pray for those. I pray for those that are blind in spirit. I pray for those, Father, that just don't have an interest. Mm. They don't know the danger they're in, Father God. Mm. But you tell us in your word that if we don't know Christ as our Savior, that if we die in our sins, that the smoke of their torment ascendeth up forever and ever. But for a believer, Father, as believers, we don't want to see anybody go to hell. That's why we give our testimony. That's why, Father, we tell people about Jesus Christ.
Yes, yes.
And give them the opportunity to accept him as their Savior.
Amen, Jesus.
And we thank you, Father. I thank you for everybody I speak to about Jesus. And I pray for this radio station, Father. Meet the needs of the station, that our Savior might be glorified, and that those that are lost might be reclaimed and live with him in heaven forever. Father, I am nothing by myself, but when I accepted Jesus and he came into my heart, he gave me a spirit to speak to others, Father. The Holy Spirit speaks through me. Anything that's good that comes out of me comes from the Spirit, and I know that. And I pray that those today listening to the program would open their wallets, reach in their pocket. If they've got some change in there, that they, whether it's change or whether it's $100 bill or $1,000, Father, you know the heart.
Amen. Amen.
And you bless according to their giving from their heart, and we thank you for that. And I pray for those that are listening that they might give so they can get a blessing from you. And Father God, we just ask everything that we ask in the precious name of our Savior. Until we meet him, Father, we pray in his name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. You always lift us up here, and you lift up the Lord Jesus Christ, which is really the most important thing. I wish that I had the opportunity of knowing you personally, but I'll tell you, when you called in at the last prayer and share, I just wanted to give you a big hug.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I need every hug I can get.
Well, I'll tell you what.
We will meet one day here. If we don't meet here, we'll meet in heaven.
Amen. Amen. Well, Jim, you want to tell us, we were talking a little bit about during tough times, how Christian people look at the times differently, and how we look at things you just mentioned in regards to giving and such forth.
Well, yes. The giving part of it, of course, I thank God that he has given me a giving heart. I know there's a lot of people that God does bless, but they don't give back as they probably should. But let me say this. We all have our own convictions. Now, what I may give, percentage-wise of whatever I have income or whatever. The man next to me, we're not buying our salvation to begin with.
Amen.
Amen.
But what we need to realize is that whatever we give the Lord, He blesses us for that. And He says that if you'll give, I'll open the windows of heaven and I'll pour you out a blessing. Now, He don't say I'm going to make you a millionaire. Mm. He says I'm going to pour you out a blessing. It may be your health. It may be your family. It may be a little baby that you're going to have. This is going to be my little great-grandson born in May. Mm. I hope God allows me to see the little fella.
Amen.
If I don't, I will see him one day in heaven, but I hope he lets me see him here on earth as well. And but anything I could say that would encourage anybody to give, that's what I would want to do. And I'm going to ask my friends right now, people that know me that might be listening, send a donation in and help the radio station if you can. Please let the Lord talk to your heart and do whatever He tells you to do. And I'll give Him all the thanks. I deserve nothing, but Jesus deserves it all.
Amen.
All to Him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. Praise His wonderful name.
Amen. Amen. Well, how long have you been married, Jim? You're talking about your young wife going to work early in the morning.
My little wife and I met in 1954. We knew each other about 7 weeks and got married. And we've been married 65 years.
Oh, God bless you. 65
and
years.
I'm telling you, it's been very hard for her, but she waits on me hand and foot, and I thank God for her every day. But she's a sweet lady.
Well, that's a blessing, and I love to celebrate the faithfulness of God. All of us in our life and our journey, we face valleys and we face mountains, but like to let all of our young people know that God is still building strong Christian marriages, building strong families, and is at work in families and businesses where God is honored. And you're just a great testimony. Your testimony is just a great witness to that.
Well, I praise the Lord for that. It's nothing of my own doing. He deserves all the credit, and that's who I give it to.
Amen.
And but I do thank God for raising up people like you and Sherry and the rest of your staff there. And another man I just love was Tom Creighton. And I just pray for Tom. I pray that God will use him. And I understand that his wife is having a little problems. But I pray that God will take care of that.
Amen.
But He does take care of us every day, every moment. He takes care of us, and I thank Him for that.
Amen. Well, I will definitely let Tom know that we spoke today and that you send your love and your prayer to him. And I know that Tom has been looking to get a little more active, a little more involved in the area where he lives now in regards to ministry. And, of course, we all know that Tom has had a great heart for the Lord and for ministry. And so the Lord is using him, and he is making himself available for that. And I believe that's part of the transition that's happening now.
I know you folks have always been an encouragement to me, and I want to thank you for that.
Is there anything else you'd like to say to our listening audience? You have a lot of people out here today, and I know you've lifted up Jesus.
I notice your offerings have been coming in very slowly, and I would like to go ahead and whatever is left on that man's tab there, I want to go ahead and get him closed out and get on with the program. I'll pay the difference of whatever it takes to meet his I think it was $1,325.
That's correct.
So I'll go ahead and pay that so you can get on with your programming. It's a very important thing that you're doing, and God deserves our money as well as our heart.
Amen. Amen. Well, Jim, you are a dear friend of the King and of the kingdom and of this ministry, and we thank you for your faithfulness to God, for your faithful witness. And I know that you're an example to many other people, and you're certainly a witness to us. So thank you for coming on air and sharing with us today. Listen, any day God puts something on your heart, give us a shout. We'd love to work you into our programming because you always exalt the Lord when you speak. Amen.
Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate that very much. And I'll let you go then.
All right.
Again, thank you very much.
Thank you, and God's blessings to you, to your business, and all of your family, and to that grandchild that's on the way.
Oh, yes. I'm looking forward to that.
All right, and that is a remembrance message. Jim Higgins is with the Lord, but Elsie and the family in Palm Beach Iron Works continues to serve our community as an awesome local business in Palm Beach County, a lot of years, 40 plus years, maybe we're over 50 now, not sure, but strong Christians standing on the Word of God, encouraging the church, givers in their local church, givers in the community, but very strong supporters of WCNO and the ministry that we have here. And we did end up having the pleasure of having Jim come to our area and share with us here at the station. And also we were able to enjoy a meal together. And that was absolutely awesome, Karen. You remember that day?
Oh, it was great spending time with him. And
tremendous. Tremendous. And, you know, Jim always spoke of some restaurant that he would go to for breakfast down in Palm Beach County. Mm-hmm. I regret that we didn't make it there, but the family has blessed us in so many ways, Karen. And Elsie started the morning off doing exactly what her husband would do, every prayer and share, mm-hmm. and made a donation of $10,000. We're looking to fully match that up before the day is out. But to Elsie, to you, and to Jim Higgins Jr., and to all the rest of the team, and to the young Jim Higgins that's coming up, we have the 2, 3, and 4,
right.
Which is absolutely amazing. And we thank God for all of you, and thank you so much for your support to this ministry. So to Elsie, hugs today. Thank you so much for sharing your family with us and your ongoing support. It is a huge blessing. And we will probably be sharing a little later. We have a little more from Jim Higgins Sr. And we do have a challenge to businesses, and we're going to come back and play that a little later today. But thank you so much for joining us. This is WCNO in Palm City, Florida. It's right now 11:18. And, of course, we're working our way toward that lunch. But I want to say thank you to Stephanie. Stephanie has called in. She's making a donation. Before I read that, Karen, can you give the number out so people can call? We are looking for your donation today. Thank you, caller.
Yes.
There's a caller calling in.
That number is 772-221-1100. 772-221-1100.
All right, and we are receiving a donation from Stephanie in West Palm Beach. Stephanie, thank you so much for that donation of $375. What a great donation today. And that, of course, is going to get doubled up because of Elsie's gift this morning. And so that is exactly what we're asking you, our family, to do. Call us. Let us know what the Lord is putting on your heart. Be a partner with us in this ministry. Janie from Pahokee is calling in a one-time pledge of $25. Janie, thank you so much. That is a huge blessing. We thank God for that. And we have Scott from Hobe Sound making a donation today of $100. All of these donations are going to be, it's going to double up the gift as Elsie has made available $10,000. And your gift today, we're looking for a partner for every dollar that Elsie is bringing in.
And that will bring us a great distance forward, a big boost, as we're looking to finish this day, Friday, the first week of prayer and share. We have one more week set aside. And so we're looking for this Friday to be a great day. Thank you so much for remembering that Christian radio is the gift of God, but it requires the gift of God's people. Your gift today is very important. We are listener support. This is a faith-based ministry. And so every dollar you give to us, if you are able to take your tax deductions for your gifts, we always make available the receipts for all the gifts that come in. We try to send those out. Some people say, don't send me any mail. Some donations are made online. But we like to send receipts out, and so we are able to do that. We're kind of like your local church. We are a 501c3 tax-exempt organization, and so that means that no individual owns this. This is a nonprofit like the local church, but different than the local church. We don't get to come to you every week and take an offering. We come a couple times a year, so it's great that some of you are able, you have some resources in store, and you're able to give a significant offering. Some are able to give month to month, and we thank God for every gift and every giver. I'm going to add all of these in, and we're going to be back in just a moment, but we're going to go to some music. Actually, Karen, this says Maranatha. We have some Maranatha music, don't we?
Oh, yeah, we have a lot.
We have a lot of it.
Sorry, not to interrupt you, but I noticed on Instagram the other day that there was a group singing one of the early worship songs.
It's coming back.
It's coming back. So we're not going to have to add new stuff in because it's already here.
It's already back. Well, I remember Archie Coons, who headed up the music department at Hope Sound Bible College for a lot of years, and I was so blessed to have been under his leadership for a number of years and traveled with the college and enjoyed all those years in that ministry. And he talked about the importance of remembering the founders of Christianity, the hymns that were produced. But he said, we need to mix the old with the new, and sometimes the old sounds new because we haven't heard it in so long. But a lot of those wonderful messages in song, that's great to hear they're coming back. And this perhaps is one of those. It is Heart of Worship, Resurrection, and the name of the song is Cornerstone. Cornerstone, and let's go to that right now. We'll be right back.
Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly trust in Jesus' name. My hope is built on nothing less. Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly trust in Jesus' name. Christ alone, cornerstone, weak made strong. In the Savior's love, through the storm, He is Lord, Lord of all. seems to hide his face. I rest on his unchanging grace. In every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within. Trumpet sound. Oh, may I then in him be found, dressed in his righteousness alone, faultless to stand before the throne. Christ alone, cornerstone, weak made strong in the Savior's love. Through the storm, he is Lord, Lord of all. Christ alone, cornerstone.
And the phone number to reach us to make a donation today is 772-221-1100, 772-221-1100. Again, I want to thank Scott from Hope Sound making a donation of $100. Thank you, Scott. That goes in as part of our matching funds, and I'm just kind of adding all of those in even as I am at this very moment, I should say. Janie from Pahokee making a one-time pledge of $25. Stephanie from West Palm Beach. Stephanie making a $375 donation. And Eric from Port St. Lucie sending in his donation on Monday. Eric, thank you so much for that $50 donation. And we thank all of you from Hope Sound to Port St. Lucie to Pahokee to there's back to West Palm again. So donations coming in from all over the area where we have a great voice and we say hello. We are your hometown radio station, lifting up Jesus just the very best we know how to do it. And so we thank you for being a partner with us today. We have had some programming on. We've had some music on. And we were just talking about how some of the older songs are coming out as new songs now. And, of course, we have seen that with even Amazing Grace. How many versions of Amazing Grace are there? There are a number. Well, we replayed some of the testimony a few moments ago from Jimmy Roy Higgins. Jimmy Jim Higgins Sr. His life, we remember him today, June the 10th, 1935. He was talking about being that preemie in the shoebox. Every time I hear that, yeah. I can just see that.
Yeah.
But the way he shares it is so powerful, and he lived right up until November the 18th, 2021. I was listening again and taking notes as I was doing the first time I heard him share that, 1956, surrendering his life to Jesus Christ, and that was the year I was born. And Jim Higgins, Palm Beach Iron Works. Many people in Palm Beach County and up and down the coast here is familiar with Palm Beach Iron Works. Great company. Christians own the company, and they have been involved over many years serving the community. Many businesses do business there. But I want to thank all of the family who stand with us here at WCNO. Want to thank Elsie today, who has made available a $10,000 donation. And so we wanted to just remember her husband, Jim Higgins, who loved God, loved his family, and loved to lift up Jesus right here on WCNO. I'll never forget that phone call. The first time I called and said, would you go on air with us? And he was thrilled to share his testimony. Had been supporting WCNO for years, and not just month to month, which Palm Beach Iron Works has done, but also in a significant way, every time we had fundraisers, Palm Beach Iron Works and Jim has always supported, the family now supports. We had Jim Higgins Jr. with a $10,000 donation the other day, and Elsie today. And so just to say that God wants to raise up families that he can bless, so that you can stand on the shoulders of an earlier generation and your children can get on your shoulders. And that's exactly what has happened. And you may say, Jonathan, why do you make such a big deal out of it? I make such a big deal because it's not God's will that we lose our kids. It's not God's will that our teenagers leave the church, leave the kingdom, and abandon faith. It's the will of God that we pass the blessing. We pass, well, for Abraham, it was the covenant. God gave Abraham a covenant. He had, you could call it his God vision, his God dream, his God call, his God initiative, and his God covenant. And that got passed to not only to Isaac, but also to Jacob. And this morning, it still is being passed. The Israeli nation stands as a result of that covenant. So we want to say a huge thank you to the Higgins family for their faithfulness. And right now we have $5,550 remaining of that matching fund. And we are asking you to be partners with Elsie today and the rest of the body of Christ as we lift up Jesus right here in WCNO. I know Jim Higgins Sr., did not want to talk about himself. He wanted to talk about Jesus. And so I know he wouldn't want for anybody to give any glory to anyone other than the Lord. And he does it so well. He did it so well. And that message is why we play it. That really is the focus on the Lord. And he's given God all the glory. He said, if there's anything praiseworthy, we're going to give all that praise to God. And I know Elsie is joining us today in doing that as well. Again, Stephanie, West Palm Beach. $375 coming in to match up. Eric, thank you, Eric, so much. Port St. Lucie, one-time pledge of $50. Scott, thank you so much for that donation of $100 coming in from Hope Sound. That's my old stomping ground. Let me tell you, I caught a lot of snook out of that river down there heading over to Jupiter Island. And I remember all those mornings riding to work on my motorcycle because that's what I could afford, down to the Metcalf Estate. Worked there throughout the summers, and for a few years, that was a great place to work. And Harold Boddy was my boss and a neighbor, and he was a good neighbor and a good boss. Blessed me with work, and I worked on the Metcalf Estate. He would take me into the Manatee Restaurant. I'm going to have some Well, I'm going to have some fun when Kim Wojcicki comes in here. We're going to be talking about the good old boys of Martin County. You may be from Palm Beach County. Some of you have called in. You know, the Higgins family can talk about that. But somebody called me one day and said, did you know that we used to go duck hunting where the Palm Beach Mall is? Well, it hasn't even been the Palm Beach Mall now for a number of years. There's actually a mall that is there today, but it's a different mall today. But, yes, we have some originals. We'll call them originals going back, some natives that are here, and I'm one of those natives. But together we're doing what? We want to let you know that the greatest news in all the world is God so loved the world. Team, say it with me. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. I sprung an extra verse on you, didn't
you
I?
You did.
Well, that happens. That happens when you grew up, you know, memorizing the Word of God. I'm so thankful that I grew up with that word drug. I heard a pastor tell this story. He said, I grew up, I was drugged all the time. Every time the church doors open, I was drug in. And so by the grace of God, many have been blessed to have that in our heritage. Amen. Let's go to a song. I think we have one coming up here. Actually, I kind of have been jumping some gears, so let's just do this. And let's bring this song in. I don't have a clue what this song is. Maybe it's one Karen put in, All Sons and Daughters. Any daughters out there? Do you know this song?
Who's the artist?
Well, the artist is the All Sons and Daughters collection. All Sons and Daughters is the artist, and Oh How I Need You. It's a good song, Oh How I Need You. Here it comes.
Doesn't ring a bell.
It doesn't ring a bell.
We'll
Speaking of
bells,
we're going to be talking about bells, aren't we? Well, it will play. I do believe. There it is. Stay with us.
Oh,
Well, now, all the sons and daughters who wrote that song, they must have heard me praying as I was driving over the bridge with my window down, with my hand up in the air, praising God over our city and our state this morning. I was saying, oh, Father, how I need you. We have a big, big job to raise the operational budget here at WCNO, but we have a much bigger God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Stephanie says, pray for all of the staff at WCNO and for all of the listeners. Uh-huh. Please do that. Please do that. So, Karen, pray for the staff at WCNO and for all the listeners.
Amen.
We need prayer, don't we? Oh, yes. Father, how I need you.
Yes.
You're one of those daughters. Did you write that song?
No.
No, you did not. Okay.
Well, and I should have said, if it's a collection of anything, it's probably old.
It is a collection. Yes, it goes back to the... Wow,
maybe
it goes
80s,
back to the Ark.
90s. To the Ark.
Yes, it goes way back to number 9.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh,
the early bird special.
Number 9. If you were listening back in 1990,
yeah.
Maybe you heard that song. But look at that. It's up-tempo.
Yeah.
It had a little bit of, Dave's love for the fiddle in there. Heard a little bit of fiddling, maybe some mandolin going on. That
right.
was quite great. Karen, lead us in a moment of prayer.
Yes, Father God, we just thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
For WCNO.
Thank you, Lord,
that you have brought the four of us
Amen.
Here for such a time as this, God.
Amen.
And Father, we bless you. We thank you.
Thank you, Lord. We
actually just say thank you for strengthening us and for giving us the heart and the desire to be here in this ministry that you've called us to. And Lord, we just thank you that you will continue to give us strength as we go throughout the rest of today and then next week, Lord. And we thank you for all your blessings towards us. But I want to pray for the listeners.
Thank you, Lord.
Father God, for those listeners that maybe listen every day, but you've never given us a call, even to say hello or I'm listening. Father, I just pray that you'd put it on their hearts, God, to really just let us and others know how much they appreciate this ministry.
Amen.
Father, and I just pray your blessings upon each and every one, those that give, those that don't give. And Father, that you would touch them, that you would bless their families, that you would bless the work of their hands.
Amen.
That you would bless their businesses, that you would bless what they do, the school teachers and police officers, firemen, all the different people that are doing all kinds of different things, God. Father, we just thank you for each one. And Lord, you see them. Even if we don't see them, God, you see them. You see the work that they're doing. And we bless those that are even out on the streets that are ministering to others. Strengthen them, Lord, and let your gospel be made known among the nations and among this area, Lord. And we thank you. We bless you. And I want to bless the sanitation workers, waste management people who just do a job. They just do a wonderful, great job day after day and year after year. And we just want to bless them, God. And we thank you. Thank you for all of our listeners. And let your blessings be upon them today in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. We have a donation that has come in from our dear friend, Bill, by check. And it is a $30 a month donation. And that means that it is $180. $180. And on this is interesting. On our response card, look at the bottom there, Karen, when we're thinking about doing our response cards, we had email down there. What's it say?
Yes, you know, the receipt preferences we had put on there that you can check one, either email receipt or no receipt. But he specified that he would like a paper receipt.
A paper receipt. And, well, now that makes sense, doesn't it? Because we can do that.
Yeah, we'll fix that and make that an option next time.
Yes, so we need to add that in. Thank you very much, Bill.
Very good. That. Very good, Bill. Thank you.
We needed that. So that's a hot one. That, again, this is a, well, to me, it's a Gideon's Army. It's $60 or $30 a month. And now we know for the coffee drinkers, it's coffee while you're watching.
Coffee while you're watching.
Yeah, well, you know, it
so
would, they had to be watching.
Up the
yes,
water,
you can't lap it. Yeah.
You're
yeah.
lapping up coffee.
Well, I don't know. Nowadays, I mean, you know, yes, the Warriors yes. today are drinking coffee. So yes. I think that's what Nick said. I'm a coffee drinking warrior. Say, well, hallelujah, hallelujah. Going to bring my dollar every day, a dollar a day, $30 a month. I'm going to stand with WCNO. I'm going to pray with you all. And I'm going to give. So praise God. $180, that's all going to go in as part of the matching funds.
The Coffee Club.
Yeah, the Coffee Club.
Gideon's Army Coffee Club.
Yeah. What's wrong with that?
No, I think it's great.
It's coffee with Jesus.
Because, you know, someone...
And WCNO.
Right. Somebody may identify with coffee more than Gideon. And the story of Gideon. They can identify with coffee. But, you know, there's some places you can go, and if you order a breakfast sandwich, you get free coffee. We won't say who does that. But
where would that be? I want to know.
We can't be advertising for them.
Well, why not? Why not? I mean, if coffee, if it comes along
let me correct
free,
it.
Then maybe
for
you'd
seniors.
Have extra money. Oh, for seniors.
For seniors, yeah.
For seniors.
I'm one of those.
Yes.
Well, I was going to say, where can we find seniors?
I've been one for a long time.
Yes.
Yeah, so is everyone in this room.
Boy, I'm going to have to put a requisition in.
You know,
where's the requisition department?
It was hard, you know. Well, when do we become seniors? What, 55?
I got at 50. I started getting AARP.
Somebody help us out. We need to know
when do we become seniors?
When we become seniors, I mean to be certifiable as a senior.
Well, because I think at different age groups, you get different benefits. You know, from the public or from restaurants and things of that nature. But, you know, I didn't want to admit that I was a senior because, you know, you don't feel like you're a senior when you know, 55, whatever.
I was going to say, how's it supposed to feel to be a senior?
Yeah. I mean, I'm still going Energizer Bunny, you know, still clipping along. So who's a senior?
Well,
who is a senior?
I'll tell you what it feels like to be a senior. My ink pen just ran out of ink.
Oh, no.
This is a senior ink pen. It totally ran out of ink. But you know what? I'm going to do what the Holy Spirit does to me. I'm going to put a new...
Fill it up again.
Refill in it.
Nice.
And we're going to be recharged. That's what's going to happen. Well, praise God. Well, we're going to have to go to a song, or we're going to get to go to a song. Again, Bill, thank you so very much for letting us know that... Some people like paper receipts still, and we're going to be able to do that, and appreciate you letting us know we need to put that on as an option. So we will do that, and we're going to add that in. Of course, that's going to be part of our matching funds, and as soon as I can find a refill for my pen, I'll be able to finish writing it down. I'm going to go to a song, and we will be back in just a few moments. That phone number again, 772 221-1100, 772-221-1100, and we are working away. We have $5,370 left to finish matching up a dollar for dollar for every dollar that Elsie has brought in, and she has a heart to lift up Jesus. Thank you, Elsie, for that, and all the Higgins family. We love you guys. We thank God for you. And we're asking all of our family who has not yet called to call.
Yeah, and you can call this number only, 772-221-1100. That's the number.
That is the number.
772-221-1100.
Dave, have you had a call yet today?
Well, not for donation.
Not for donation yet, but
no,
okay.
But I had, but I will.
But
tell
you're
you,
available.
Sean Gokenauer called when you were playing Jim Higgins' testimony.
Oh, really?
He was just because you happen to remember that he's a business owner, and when Jim made that pitch to business owners, that caught his attention, and he moved in that direction that Jim was suggesting.
Wow, so God ministered to
God
him out
ministered
of Jim,
to him
Jim's testimony.
Yeah.
And we are going to be playing Jim's a piece of Jim's testimony from another day where he was specifically challenging businesses to trust God with your business. You trust God
Amen.
With your heart. You trust God with eternity. You trust God with your family. Trust God with your business.
Yeah.
And put some seed out there. Put some faith out there. And the Higgins family have done that, and they've been a tremendous blessing, and we thank God for all of that. So we're going to go to a song. We just did that song, All Sons and Daughters, and Karen let us know she did not sing that song. So we now know that. She did not write that song, but that's okay. It was a good song. And you know what? I'm going to make something available for sons and daughters and grandchildren right now. Is that okay?
Yeah, let's do it.
I have a beautiful, I'll get your opinion.
Oh, it's gorgeous. It's a tremendous book.
A beautiful adventure Bible for kids.
Mm-hmm.
And it is available, compliments of, I believe it's Zondervan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Zondervan.
Zondervan makes this available. It is a brand new Bible. It is a youth Bible, and it is in the most brilliant colors. It has the plan of salvation right away in the front, and the ABCs of coming to Jesus right mm-hmm. here in the front of the Bible. What a great gift for a son, a daughter, a grandchild who is of age mm-hmm. of age where they can read, you know. So this is yeah. like a good it's not for a toddler that can't read, but this would be like for what, middle school maybe?
I would think so. That would be a good audience for that, middle school.
Yeah, so here it is, and it just lays out the plan of salvation, the ABCs of salvation. Admit honestly to God, A. Admit honestly to God that you're a sinner and have not obeyed him. And it gives the scriptures. B, believe that Jesus Christ is God's son, died on the cross, and became alive again. He died for your sins so you can be forgiven. And then C, confess your faith, tell someone you know, then celebrate. And if you don't already attend church, try to find one. It's important to help you grow in your new life in Christ, confessing our sins, turning from them in repentance. And it actually is designed as a study Bible for children to get them interested in reading the Word of God, and has beautiful, colorful guidelines and study guides all through the book. Again, NIV Adventure Bible. The first person that calls in with a generous donation, and that's whatever God puts on your heart, we will make this Bible available to you. We'll cover the cost of shipping. And we're looking for the first person that calls in and says, I'm making a donation, and I would like to receive that Adventure Bible. Great gift. It'd be a great gift. You got someone in your family that's coming up with a birthday. Christmas is coming, David.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, eventually, yeah.
Christmas eventually is coming. But in all seriousness, this is a beautiful Bible, and we'll make this available to you. We'll cover the cost of the shipment. And whatever God puts in your heart to give as a participant today in our stewardship fundraising here for operational budget, we'll be happy to make that available, and we'll ship it right out to you as soon as we have finished prayer and share. Again, the number is 772-221-1100. That's 772-221-1100. You can also go online to WCNO.com. You can also text a donation. Text WCNO to 24365.
Amen. And that's that'll get you right to us. All the phones are open.
That will get you to us. And I only have one of these Bibles, David, where I unless we find another one someplace, this is the only one I saw back in our room where we have our books.
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted to make this available, and I just sent someone right now could use it. And so we will make that available.
Amen.
We're going to go to a song. We'll be back in just a moment.